You're listening to Tech Central's Cars and Gadgets, the podcast that looks at the latest gizmos from smartphones to cars, yes, cars, and everything in between. I'm Duncan McLeod, and I'm here with Nafisa Akabor. Welcome, Nafisa.
Thanks, Duncan.
So we're doing something a little different today. We are currently sitting in a BMW i8 coupe at BMW's head office in Midrand in Johannesburg in a solar carport, and the car has just been juiced up with sun energy. And we're about to take this car out for a spin, but it's all pretty exciting, right? Nafisa, this car has just been introduced, right?
Yeah, actually it came out just maybe 2 months ago, the updated version of the BMW i8. So it's not a whole revamp. The initial one was released in 2015, and this is an updated model.
So it's new styling and that sort of thing. But of course, they've also introduced a new Roadster, which looks very sexy indeed. We're not driving that today. We're driving the new coupe. But this is it's a hybrid, right? It's not. It is all electric. It does drive on all electric, but it also has a 1.5-liter petrol engine.
Yes, that's right. It's a plug-in hybrid sports car, like the first of its kind, I think, in South Africa. Oh, well, the only plug-in sports hybrid car available in South Africa. So there's obviously a petrol engine and a full electric mode, which you can do up to 50 kilometers, if I'm not mistaken.
50 Ks, okay. So that's not very far for an electric engine. I think the Teslas go hundreds of kilometers before they need a recharge.
Yes, that's right. But we have to remember this is a hybrid, and as you're driving, it does regenerate. So if you use up your full 50 Ks, when you're driving, you can just power it back up.
Just carries on, and then it uses regenerative energy. So when you brake, it tops up the battery, and I presume it also tops up the battery when it's using the petrol engine.
Yes, as far as I understand, it does do that while you're driving. It's similar to the Nissan Leaf, obviously, with the regenerative braking.
So it's a very sexy looking car. We've got a black model here. It's a little ungracious getting into the vehicle. It's quite a sort of clamber into the vehicle, but once you're in, it's very, very, very comfortable. And we're going to get this thing started up. Nafisa, have you started the engine? I can't tell.
I actually did, but we'll switch it off and put it back on so you can hear for yourself.
Yeah, not technically an engine, right? It's a electric motor. But let's start it up. All right, the car's on. Silent. Okay, well, let's take it out of here and see what it does.
Okay, we're good to go?
We're good to go. You're quite a natural at this. We're in drive mode. This is an automatic.
Yeah.
And off we go. What a smooth ride. We're pulling out of the solar garage in Midrand. So this car retails for 2.1 million rand base cost, which is rather pricey. But if you want the Roadster, you're going to have to fork out 2.4 million. And off we go. Wow, this is really smooth. Very, very smooth. So we're just having a look inside the cabin here. The front seats are very comfortable, but if I look behind me, there are two seats behind us, but I think unless you're 3 years old, you're not really going to fit in there. They're very small.
Yeah, so the Roadster has only two seats, and the coupe that we're in, it's a four-seater. They call it a 2+2. But if you look behind, it's really only to put your luggage or your bag or a very small child. But then too, it's not really safe to put a child without a car seat. So I think it's not really useful for an adult.
Yeah, it is a bit impractical. Bit of luggage back there, and that's about it. And the boot space is also very tiny. I put my camera and recording gear in the boot just before we started driving, and it's not a big bag, and it was the only thing that would fit in there.
Yeah, and also the cable that comes with the car, it sits in the boot, so that's taking up half your boot space essentially.
One cable, half the boot taken. So we're driving through the back end of Midrand here, near Grand Central Airport. We're looking for some open road. There's a lot of traffic around us. We're looking for some straight road without traffic to see what this electric motor can do. So we're driving all on electric right now. It says on the heads-up display E-Drive. I presume it'll just kick automatically over to the petrol engine if it needs to.
Yeah, as far as I know, it goes up at a certain kilometer, but it's currently on the comfort mode on with E-Drive. It's one of the five driving modes on the car. So it's telling me right now that on the battery mode, I have 26 kilometers left on my range.
Only 26, wow, okay. So we could be in petrol mode quite soon.
Yeah, plus we have the air conditioner on, and you know, and plus I have to say that I am not really good at driving very efficiently. Although at its most efficient, this car can do 2.2 liters per 100 kilometers.
Wow, that's amazing. Right, we're pedal to the metal. Okay, I heard the petrol engine kick in there. That was the petrol engine, right?
Yeah.
So it really is a hybrid more than an all-electric, this vehicle. That was powerful. That was nice. Did you have that your foot flat there?
Yes, I did.
Okay, we are turning a few heads here as we drive through the back end of Midrand. A couple of pedestrians staring at us.
Yeah, when I drove this car at the launch, I actually had my sunglasses on, and I thought to myself, if I didn't have it, how would I have shielded myself from all the glares? It was actually too much for me. Like, personally, I don't think I could drive this car every day. It just gets too much attention.
Yeah, you've got to not worry about people looking at you if you drive this. I remember even driving BMW sent me the i3 to drive last year sometime, and just driving that around town, and it's not as nearly as flashy as this car, and it turned heads.
Yeah, and it also tells you what type of person would buy this car. Like, you have to be willing to put up with all the attention. I mean, it is a flashy car. That's like a given wherever you go with this car. And that new e-copper, as they call it, the color. If you're driving that car around, everyone's just going to be staring at you.
Yeah, you buy this car because you want to get noticed, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, and if you have the money. And I think this is definitely not a car that's going to be your only car. It's definitely like a secondary or like multiple cars that you would own.
Yeah. So you've got the Porsche in the garage, and you have this one for a bit of fun on weekends.
Yeah, and I'm assuming also it's more targeted to like the early adopters.
Definitely towards the early adopters and a tech-savvy audience, I would imagine, looking at all these knobs and dials on this dashboard. Nice little heads-up display. It's quite a clean cockpit, isn't it, though? It's not. There's nothing too flashy here. It's got a little pop-up monitor here with the GPS on it, and you've got a nice little speedometer, which is a screen in front of you, giving you some basic information.
Yeah, it's got an electric dashboard, which I quite like, and I think it should be customizable as well, and you can change the colors around and play with it a bit, and the head-up display obviously is always useful.
For sure. So the central knob here, I presume, in between the seats here is for controlling the on-screen display and etc.
Yeah, because I think you shouldn't confuse the screen. It's not a touch screen. I've made this mistake before. That's why the knob is here. It's for you to navigate your way around.
This knob is quite commonplace in BMW vehicles. They don't generally do touch screens.
Yeah, I just drove a Mercedes recently, and it was touch screen, and it had the touchpad, so it was a bit confusing. It can be overwhelming.
All right, we're going to hop onto the N1 highway now, which hopefully is not too busy, and we'll put the foot down again and see what we can do. We will keep within speed limits, of course. What's the top speed on this?
So it's 250 kilometers an hour, which, as far as I'm aware, it's electronically
governed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think all BMWs top out at 250. I don't know if you can remove that governor.
Oh, there's always a way to hack, but I'm not sure.
All right, we are at Olifantsfontein Road, and we are about to jump on the highway. Oh, we just got a warning message. Never rely solely on camera system.
I think maybe the truck that was driving in front of us came too close.
Okay. Yeah, the cameras all around this car. There are cameras on the wing mirrors, rear behind the car. It's a pretty advanced piece of technology. Where else?
Yeah, there's a camera in front as well.
Okay. Tour de Midrand. And the traffic is hell. Should we try and take it to the Kyle Army racetrack and see if we can get in there?
I think so.
All right, let's do it. Are you allowed to just take your car into the Kyle Army racetrack?
We can always go and see if they're going to let an i8 in.
They might do. And try our luck. So, Nafisa, how practical is it to actually own one of these cars in South Africa? I know in Europe and North America, there are charging stations just about everywhere you go. But in South Africa, the charging network is very limited, right?
It is limited, but I must say that because this car comes with its own charging cable, you actually can charge it at home in your house. But BMW has said that the Charge Now car that comes with every single BMW iCar, it's actually free in South Africa. So South Africans don't have to pay the cost. If you're charging this car at a public charging station or a dealership or a shopping center that has the proper charging facility, you're actually not going to pay for it. So, I mean, sure, this car is very expensive to begin with, but that cost is currently covered by BMW South Africa.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice. But the number of places where you can charge is very limited. I believe it's in the region of about 50 or 60 around the country at iDealerships. It's BMW dealers that sell iModel vehicles. But yeah, there is a need to roll out this infrastructure more broadly. You really are going to be charging this vehicle if you buy one at home.
Yeah, there's also something called the 360-degree electric package that comes with these iCars, and there's an option to get a wall box installed. From my understanding is somebody at BMW i would come and install this wall box to either your office or your car, your garage, wherever, at home. And yeah, you can charge it quicker than you would with the standard cable that's actually provided.
So I presume that uses DC power like they use it at the fast charging stations around the country.
Yes, that's correct. And also, speaking about the DC chargers, there's apparently only 4 currently in South Africa: Durban, Cape Town, Johannesburg and Pretoria.
Wow, so if you're not near one of those charging ports, you really are going to be charging this unit at home. And I'd imagine it's you're going to leave this thing plugged in pretty much overnight on AC power. But I understand that at the DC fast charging stations, you can get 80% battery in 30 minutes.
Yes, that's right. And if you don't have it, it's like 2.5 hours of your time that you're going to be sitting and waiting for it to charge up to 80%.
Which isn't an issue if it's parked in your garage overnight, because you don't really care how long it takes. But if your battery's flat and you're in a hurry, you really don't want to have to sit around for 2.5 hours.
No, or you could just rely on the petrol engine, but at the same time, you can plan your meetings around the times and just charge your car at wherever you're going to next.
Yeah, for sure. But it is a bit impractical in South Africa, and maybe the hybrid model makes more sense until the charging stations have been rolled out more adequately. I must say, if I was in the market for an electric vehicle, I probably wouldn't get an all-electric car at this point. I'd probably wait a few years to wait for the charging network infrastructure to be rolled out more commonly.
I absolutely agree with that. I am considering an electric car for my next car, but I'm fully aware that I need to wait like several years for that, also because we were waiting for the costs to come down. It's unnecessarily high at the moment.
What models piqued your interest?
That's not a fair question. Okay, I have seen an electric Mini, and since I drive a Mini, I'd be open to driving an electric Mini.
Electric Mini? Wow, I didn't even know that was coming.
Well, I'm hoping it's coming to South Africa.
I'm sure it'll get you eventually. I mean, BMW doesn't sell a heck of a lot of these vehicles. You know, I think the total number of Roadsters they're expecting to sell this year is something in less than 100, quite a lot less than 100. But they do seem quite committed to actually having the iBrand here in South Africa, despite the lack of supported infrastructure.
Yeah, but I do feel they have done quite a bit in terms of rolling out the charging stations. I mean, the 57 around the country, if I'm not mistaken, it's the most that we have from any. Like, it's more than what Nissan has.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I love the power you get from an electric motor. It's just so different to a petrol engine. It's just, you put the foot down, your foot down, and the power is there instantly, right?
Yeah, it's very cool, especially when you're taking off. So this car can apparently do the 0 to 100 in 4.4 seconds in this coupe. If you've got the Roadster, you can do it in 4.6 seconds. You know, if those 0.2 seconds matter.
Yeah, I suppose they do. We're going to have to test that claim in a minute. You do know that.
Absolutely. That's where we're headed, right?
Kyle Army, here we come. I really do hope they let us in there.
It's also one of the reasons I switched the car to the Eco Pro Boost mode, just so that we can drive efficiently, I suppose.
I didn't even notice a difference in the performance as you were coming off the Allendale off-ramp there. There was significant power you were putting in into the vehicle.
Yeah, also this whole e-drive system is very smart and clever, and it adjusts accordingly, and it gives you power when you need it, that kind of thing.
Right, we are now parked at a robot next to a Porsche Panamera. So, are we having a drag race? No, not really. We're responsible people, right?
Absolutely. And also, did you just see the JMPD car that rolled up?
I hadn't, but I just noticed him. Hello, Mr. Policeman.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if they pull us over just randomly, because if you drive this car, it tends to happen. They just want to have a quick peek and see what's happening and who you are, why you got this car.
Yeah, so we may have an interview with the police shortly. He doesn't look that interested. So this is a new version of the coupe, the i8 coupe. What are some of the main differences? I believe the battery's been improved.
Yeah, so the previous one was 20 amp hours, and this is currently 34. And the difference is it used to be able to do around 30 kilometers, and now it can do 50 kilometers in range in full electric mode.
So I presume something like a Tesla has a much bigger battery in it than this car.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it can do, what, 450, 500 kilometers, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes. And that just comes down to the size of the battery, I suppose.
Yeah, and this being a plug-in hybrid, I mean, it doesn't really need that big a battery.
Right, we are arriving at the Kyalami racetrack. Nigel Mansell is in the driver's seat.
Let's hope we get in, I suppose.
I strongly suspect they're not going to let us on the racetrack.
Yeah, I think so, but let's just see.
How good are you at smooth-talking security people?
I'm actually not good at all that kind of thing, I must admit. I'm just be like, I need to be here. Just let us go, please. This is what we need to do.
Well, let's try that strategy. Oh, this does not look good. We have been met with a large gate and two security guards.
Hello, morning. Hi, I'm good, and you?
Yes.
We just want to take the car around for a bit. We're testing this car, we're journalists. And we're just visiting briefly just to on the open space. Just 10 minutes.
Have you booked?
No.
Do we have to book?
Yes, we have to book.
We're just recording here, it's just like quick 10 minutes.
No.
No?
No, they're not going to allow that.
Oh.
No such luck there then.
Okay, now. Do you want to drive for a bit?
Sure. Okay. Do you want to do the? We'll do a switch. So I'm going to drive for a little bit, and Nafisa is going to do the interviewing. So I'm just looking at the I'm just looking at the gear lever here, and it's got R, N, and D, and then it's got that must go to the left, and then we put it in sports mode. Right. Now we're talking.
Now it's time for some fun.
Have we had this in sports mode yet?
No, we have not. It was very difficult when we were coming out from Madrid. Traffic, but you can go in the opposite direction now.
Sure, there's not much to see around the vehicle. The windows are so small at the rear and on the sides, not great visibility, so I think you have to rely on those cameras, especially when you're reversing. Ooh, my word, that's amazing! That is amazing.
Well, then that's some first impression for you, right? This is the first time you've actually driven this car.
Sports Plus mode. This is the mode, right. Just make sure there's no pedestrians. Oh, there is a large concrete mixer in front of us. Not great. Wow, that was powerful. We need some open road. Driving around Vorno Valley, we're not exactly going to find much of that. Just wondering where we can go.
We could go back onto the highway.
Back onto the highway, that's an idea. In fact, we do need to go back onto the highway to get back to BMW.
Of course we do.
Via Pretoria.
So interestingly, the battery has been on 14 to 13 kilometers. It's just, you can see it's kind of regenerating. It's too soon for you to say, but I'm actually curious about what it's going to be like by the time we're done. Maybe it's constantly charging.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. So maybe you could... If you drive it very sensibly, maybe you could get a decent mileage out of it.
I just see now you've added one extra kilometer.
It's like a challenge. It's like playing a video game, right?
Yeah, I think so. And but in terms of driving efficiently, I do struggle with that.
It seems to have a petrol mode on all the time when you're in the Sports Plus mode.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, you can toggle between the comfort... Eco for it to be full electric, as far as I know. I could be mistaken because there are 5 driving modes.
Wow, this thing is absolutely insane. To borrow a phrase from a Tesla, it's ludicrous.
It's just that there's no ludicrous mode, right?
That concrete truck is actually moving quite quickly for a concrete truck. Wow, I can't believe the development around this area. Waterfall in Midrand, it's unbelievable. It was open felt 5 years ago, and it's just buildings as far as the eye can see.
It's crazy though, because I've been living in Sunning Hill for quite a while now, and it's just every time I drive somewhere, there's something new cropping up, and new businesses, new complexes, schools, that kind of thing. And you can just imagine what it's going to look like in 5 years, or even less than 5 years.
I see it's got flappy paddle gear levers here. I wonder what those are for, non-automatic.
Yeah, if you want to get into the manual sport mode.
Manual sport mode?
Well, sort of to control it. The pedals are generally if you want to, you know, control the gears.
M3, whoa, yo. This thing is, it sounds angry. It sounds very, very angry.
M2, M3, I'm not quite sure what I'm doing.
M4.
You're now in fourth gear.
Okay, so it's, okay. Whoa, right. I better stop, there's a robot.
Although I'd like to point out at this stage that it's now on 16 kilometers, the electric motor.
I don't quite understand this since I've sort of been driving stop-start here.
The regenerative bits is actually built into the various modes, so it just depends how you're driving and when it chooses to charge the battery.
It's a beautiful sound, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But Midrand is not the ideal place to test drive a sports car of this caliber.
No, unfortunately not. I feel like it's being wasted in this area. Like, I mean, we want people to look at us, do we? Don't we?
All right, I better be sensible. There are more traffic police ahead.
Is it safe to say this was better than what you expected from this car? Because I know you do love your electric cars as well.
It's very, very impressive. It's very impressive indeed. I'm not sure it's quite worth the price tag, but and I still haven't put my foot down yet properly in sports mode, which is what I'm waiting to do. And I think that once I've done that, I'll be able to make a proper judgment call. But it's beautiful, beautiful car, beautiful ride. It's very showy, but it's a mean car. It's beautiful. Does this car have any direct competition?
In South Africa, I don't think so. As far as I'm aware, this is the only plug-in sports hybrid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if this caught your attention and if you were thinking of buying it, then I suppose if you have the money, then you should, because what are your other options?
Can I turn off here?
No, I don't think you can.
No, I think I can. I'm a BMW driver. I can do whatever I want. Okay.
I think we're good to go.
I think we're good to go. Let's do this. Yeehaw! My word, that's incredible. That is incredible. Wow. 50 k's an hour.
I'm so jealous.
You're welcome to try. I can hop out. That was unbelievable. I think that claim of 0 to 100 in 4.4 seconds is quite accurate.
That's insane.
Ludicrous.
Oh, yes. So in terms of output, combined both the motors gives you 275 kilowatts, if I'm not mistaken. 105 is from the electric motor and 170 is from the petrol.
Strap yourself in. Gee whiz. We went to 100 k's there and just like that.
Yeah, probably in 4 seconds. You can do it again though.
Should we go around the block again?
I think so.
All right, we've gone around the block and we are doing this again.
Time for round two.
100.
Yeah, that 4.4 second is definitely believable, of course.
The power in this thing is absolutely spectacular. Absolutely amazing.
And all this driving around you've been doing in sport mode, we've now managed to get 27 kilometers. And yet I was driving it on eco and it didn't actually get that much.
Yeah, because it was draining the battery because it wasn't using the petrol engine, I guess. So we've just arrived back at BMW's head office in Midrand. Nafisa, what are your thoughts?
I love this car. I love driving it, but I only like doing it for a brief moment on test. I don't think it's a car I can drive every day, but it is very impressive in what it does. And of course, there's the money factor.
There is the money factor indeed, but if I could afford it, I could think I could see myself driving this car every day. It's a very nice everyday car. The only problem with this car is getting in and out of it. It's quite clumsy.
Oh, really? Because I don't know. I just feel the whole attention thing might be too much for me. I don't think I could deal with that every day.
No, you make a good point. You make a good point.
But yeah, this is the coupe, and it goes for 2.1 million, just under, before you buy any extras. And the Roadster is 2.4 million.
Before you buy any extras, yeah. So basically, for the price of a reasonable house, you can get yourself a very nice hybrid sports car from BMW. And no doubt people will be buying them. So we parked in front of the charging station. Do you want to tell us a bit about that, Nafisa?
Yes, so this public charging station currently in Midrand is free for the public to use. It's actually open 24 hours. They can come in here and charge their car. This is at no cost to them. So they would get a Charge Now card that comes with the car and bring it in here and charge their car. Alternately, they can use the cable that's provided with the car and charge it at home. But then obviously that you'd be paying for your own electricity. So yeah, I mean, if you're in the area driving by, you need a quick charge, this is where you'd come. And another option is to get a wall box, which I understand I think could be paid for separately, and BMW would come and install that either at your garage or your home or your office, wherever you want, and it charges twice as fast.
Well, it was quite an experience. I'm looking forward to the next one. You've been listening to the Cars and Gadgets podcast with Nafisa Akerbo and myself, Duncan McLeod. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you again soon.
Cheers for now.